Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR. Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hey, it's Royce. Introduce everyone.
That's in parentheses. Don't actually say that.
Fuck! Okay, let's try again. Hey, it's Bob.
Nope.
Introduce it.
That's not your name.
Did we do it?
Hi, I'm Eric Nagel.
No! That's his name!
Wait.
You're listening to It's Royce Lopez. I'm Eric Nagel. Thanks for listening. Hey, it's Royce. Anne Marie.
Hey.
Dutch.
Kyle.
Hi.
Mark.
Hey.
And John.
Hi.
When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio.
Hey, it's Royce.
No!
Hi, I'm Marie.
No, stop. When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio. We talk about comedy things and news stories.
Florida stories!
And yeah, also that it's on iTunes, Google Play.
Where else?
Our MySpace page.
No.
So just search More Like Radio and you'll find Hippo Juice and a whole bunch of other cool shows. And if you want to listen live, every Wednesday, 7 p.m., morelikeradio.com, you can find our show.
/live. So remember, sign up for the Hippo Juice podcast on More Like Radio.
And make sure you keep listening to It's Eric Nagel because that guy rules. Boom. Promo.
There we go.
Nailed it.
Good job.
There you go, Eric.
About as good as we're going to do.
Nailed it.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined
Sean,
my
head,
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my head. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Joined today by special guest, warms my heart when I get him to do my show. You know, he graces us with his presence.
Yay.
He comes out of his ivory tower.
Mister.
And joins us here.
Joe Coletta.
Joe Coletta.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you for joining us, Joe. I really, really appreciate it.
This is my first time on the air with Kyle. And Kyle, can I just tell you, I can relate. I was listening to the intro opener. I can't tell you how many times I've rubbed my dick raw to Marie.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
That was the point of the promo, right?
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Okay.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And, like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. You can always join us at morelikeradio.com/live if you want to chat with us. Or you could find our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, everywhere. Just search for Hippo Juice. It should pop up. Today is March 8th, 2017, and I'm having some video issues. So if you're watching live, I apologize for not having live video tonight. Hopefully I'll have it fixed by next week.
Are we broadcasting on Facebook?
We are broadcasting on Facebook so they could see. If they want to see my face, it's there. But they can listen live. Just click right there at the top. It says, click here for audio. And that's a straight dead giveaway that you need to click there for audio.
We tried to make it obvious.
We did. That is correct. So, what do you mean now there's no thumbnail when you refresh? What the hell are you talking about? Oh, my God. Anyway, it's fine. It's there. Welcome.
Thanks.
Sorry, guys. Just had a little YouTube fart. I don't know what's going on. I guess I'll figure it out after. I'm not going to focus on it. I'm going to do my show. Calm down. I'm not going to get angry at the internet today.
We get real heated when things don't work right.
I get heated when they don't work right.
I'm heated,
that's
too.
That's Marie. Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian.
I'm real heated right
joining
now.
Me. Mark Rampcat Jackson is here.
The Falcons blew a 25-point lead.
And we have Tech Talk Kyle.
Fuck you.
Thank you. And next.
Dutch is running 15 minutes late. Slash.
Of course he is.
Slash is dead.
God damn, Kyle, with the burn.
It's just...
So hopefully Dutch will show up later. Maybe it's Dutch's fault that YouTube isn't working.
I would.
I bet it is Dutch. Let's blame him because he's not here and he can't defend himself.
Let's just yell at him incessantly. Yeah. I bet he'll love it.
Yeah.
People usually respond well to being yelled at for no reason.
I'm being berated. Yeah, it works well for me.
That's really weird.
I use it as a motivational tactic.
For the people that are watching live, we appreciate you tuning in anyway, even though you can't see us. Also, if you get in your car, go to TuneIn. Just go right there to TuneIn, and you can just search for More Like Radio. That's going to pop up, and you can listen on the goddamn go.
And you were telling us earlier that the RSS feed is now separated and quite successful if you want to just listen to Hippo Juice only.
Correct. If you want to listen to just Hippo Juice, you could search. I mean, obviously, we recommend you tune into all the More Like Radio shows.
Duh.
Obviously.
Duh.
But, I mean, it was a request and we're doing it. So anyway, welcome. Welcome aboard. Today is National Women's Day. So congratulations, Marie.
I didn't get the memo until after I went to work.
Marie could have had a day off and she didn't know it.
Way to go. You're not a true woman.
Yeah. Pretty sure she's a woman. I mean, she has all the parts, or at least she could get her hands on
them. Here is, okay, question. Is this situational irony? I'm not quite sure. I'm driving to work, and I hear it's International Women's Day, and women aren't supposed to be working or shopping or doing any kind of sandwich making, right? I get to work, and we've had the same security test that we have to take once a year to make sure that we're all in compliance and making sure that we're not doing anything unsafe. And one of the security questions is, we don't hold the door for other employees. Because you never know if they should be entering the building or not. Everyone should have to badge themselves in individually, right?
Okay.
Yeah, that seems like a good security practice.
Yeah. So, no one ever doesn't hold the door because we're all polite human beings and no one wants to slam the door in the person behind because there's thousands of people filtering in all day long. I walk in and the person that holds the door for me this time around was our male CEO.
Okay.
So the main boss, who is a man, held the door for a woman as I wasn't supposed to go to work today because I was told I have rights as a woman. I don't know. My mind kind of blew up for a second. I was like, I don't even know what to feel about this anymore. I don't know what society says I should feel about this. I mean, I enjoy having the door held for me. I still enjoy that. And people tell me I shouldn't. And people tell me I shouldn't go to work, but I make more money than you do.
Fucking Maurice dropping some truth bombs, and I'm not going to argue with her because she's a woman, and as of, you know, that's what she believes.
I don't know what to do. My company is so supportive. Every complaint that people say that I should be outraged about, I don't have. What do I do? I'm so supported.
I mean, our office is predominantly run and is demographically female-based. I mean, we don't have many guy social workers, if that, so.
Right.
I was actually told about the acknowledgement. My boss knew about International Women's Day, and I guess people didn't even need to call in sick or say – they just didn't show up, of which nothing happened in my office, but still, I guess –
I was talking to some friends who said some schools shut down because teachers didn't go and stuff like that. I mean, whatever. It didn't bother me. Traffic was wonderful, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not complaining. And that's what I said today. Like, I made it clear. I go, look, I fucking love women. Obviously, I love women. I mean, everyone knows me knows I do. But, therefore, if I believe all women should be treated equally, I'm going to joke about this day like I joke about everything else. And that's it. And that's it. Not mean. By the way, I haven't even been mean or anything. Just little jokes here or there, and it's fun, you know? For example, we've had National Men Day for many years. How many Super Bowls have they been, right? That's a man day. Will we agree? Women only get figure skating every 4 years. That fucking sucks.
I don't like International Women's Day because it makes me feel like I've unintentionally entered the Special Olympics.
Wait, what?
By people telling me that I matter individually by giving me a day when I was doing just fine before the day, all of a sudden I feel like I'm being given a trophy just for being me.
You know, this is pretty interesting because I do like to hear the perspective. Because obviously, Marie and I are married, and anyone that knows this knows we don't even agree on everything either, which I think is healthy. I think you can't. I think it's not healthy to ever be with someone that you agree with them 100%. That's not normal, right? Like, I think that having conflict is the way you grow. You know what I mean? But
I would even say, though, you guys really don't have that much conflict, at least from the time that I experienced both of you hanging out with you and stuff.
Here's what I like to think why is because we joke with each other hard, right? Like, so we never really put on platitudes, and we're pretty honest with each other, even in front of other people, you know?
And for the audience members, platitudes are platypuses with attitudes.
Thank you. Oh, my God. That's going to be the name of my punk band. Thank you. I appreciate that. I am taking that right from you.
Are the platypuses wearing bandanas?
Of course the platypi is more than one are wearing bandanas.
Okay, cool. Just checking.
Well, shit fire. Of course they're wearing
bandanas. Well, are they wearing it on their heads or are they wearing on one of their little flappy arms?
I don't know, Marie. I mean, I haven't got that deep into it, but obviously they're flappy arms. I have thought about it very, very much, if I'm not going to lie. Leather jackets. Obviously, they're going to have leather jackets. What are we talking about? Women's Day? Okay, we'll get to that in a second. We need a proper...
We were talking about your relationship. Your relationship as a married couple. I would implore the audience of Hippo Juice that they don't argue. They rub on each other.
Yeah.
Wait, this is going to sound really sexual.
It's okay. It's even better that way.
Sorry. They do a lot of things. They poke at each other. God damn it. I'm doing it again. They are not the typical couple where they're just like constantly nagging. That's the whole thing that I have personally is that I never want to get married because I don't want to be like my naggy married friends. And you guys are clearly not that because you guys have got a good thing.
Well, you know, the thing is
you gotta figure it out.
The thing is with Marie and I is that, we've talked about it before, but we really keep each other on our toes. Like, we don't give each other fake laughs.
Nope.
We don't, like, we make each other, and I respect that because I think it keeps me sharp, you know?
Absolutely. Me too.
And it's like, you know, because I think sometimes when you do that, you don't let a person, like, I think failure is a really, really big part in becoming better, right? I mean, would anyone agree? Like, you have to fail at things to learn how to be better. Like, if you succeeded,
yeah,
if you succeeded in everything, then you never really had anything to fight for. You know what I mean?
Better learn from those mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so I think that's why we work. I think that for the most part, Maureen, I try to find the.
Were you going somewhere with the we agree with each other thing, and then the International Women's Day?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool to hear a perspective that's different from pretty much the mass perspective. I guess my point.
Like, yeah,
your perspective is. I haven't even asked you. Honestly, this is the first time I've even asked you on air. We haven't even talked about it.
I don't rag on International Women's Day specifically. I don't like any time we get too specific, because the moment you start breaking apart things into specific items, then you are immediately ostracizing something else.
I agree with that.
For example, one of the articles we have
farticles
is the rolling out female shaped walking signals for sidewalk equality.
Okay, well
so here
I'll pull that up while you talk.
Yeah, so here's the thing is while Rose pulls up the article explaining how, you know, the stick figure guy that tells you to walk across the street is now offensive to women, I never saw that stick figure as being a male. I saw that stick figure as being a human, so that it was telling humans you are allowed to cross the street as opposed to cars, planes, trains, or AT-ATs. Like,
hold on. I would like to see an AT-AT crossing signal. That would be pretty badass, if we're going to be honest.
Because I only sometimes wear skirts. I most of the time wear pants. So I don't need my stick figure person to show a skirt. Because then I'm thinking, well, what about the Scottish people that are – the men are wearing skirts? Like, what – the moment you start having to split out and set – like, now it's like, well, is there a Scottish one where it's explaining that the man is wearing the skirt and the women aren't?
Okay, well, this is Australia. Victoria to roll out female-shaped walking signals in a push for sidewalk equality. Here's the problem. In a plea to be PC, you've now been less PC. What is a woman's figure, right?
Like, exactly.
No, right, am I wrong?
Exactly.
I have seen a lot of women who dress differently, who act differently. And by the way, the woman figure is the one with a dress. Marie even said, I wear pants most of the time at work. You know what I mean? Like, so it's
kind of. It doesn't
like,
make sense.
Yeah.
Just like the gender bathroom thing doesn't make sense to me, because a toilet is a toilet. At the end of the day,
I think Winston Churchill said that.
I'd rather streamline bathrooms where everyone goes to the bathroom, but there's individual stalls for privacy, than having to separate out. You go into this bathroom, and then you go into the. It's segregation.
As Roy pointed out earlier, you can't have Women's Day if gender is a social construct.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's my point.
We're like, contradicting ourselves because like we made too many rules.
You broke the rules.
I only broke the rules because you broke the rules.
In a weird way, trying so hard to make everything equal, we're starting to do the opposite. Like, and that's the problem is there's more separation now than ever. I, as a kid, same thing. I never saw the cross signal as a male or female. I saw it as a stick figure. I never put a gender to it. Why would I?
People move. Not men move, and then women don't know what to do because there's no woman signal.
Well, there's not.
I don't know what you guys are looking at. I'm looking at the cars to make sure I don't get hit by them.
Exactly.
So I'm crossing the road regardless of whether it's red or white.
I'm not looking at anything. I'm jaywalking because I'm impatient.
It's a very good fucking point. Who fucking waits? Like, come on. Get out of here. No one's even paying attention to that.
Actually, I will say the most misogynistic thing I will ever say on this show right now. When I was in college and I was too impatient with my girl.
You can't be misogynistic if you're female, by the way.
Sure, whatever. Whatever you want to call me. I don't care. Names are irrelevant at this point. When I was in college and I was going out to clubs with my girlfriends, and it was 2003 to 2007, mini skirts were like the thing where you had these little short skirts, whatever, and like that was the thing that you would wear. My girlfriend would never pay attention to crosswalks because she would run out into the middle of the street in her miniskirt and said, people will stop because no one wants manslaughter on their personal record. And she knew her ass would stop traffic.
I mean,
that's how we handled the roads.
That was fucking bullshit.
No one wants to lawyer up.
No. And
look at that ass. Slow down.
Yeah, you
slow
know,
down it, to five.
It, we had 4 years of I'm not going to look both ways because no one wants manslaughter on their personal record.
And again,
that ass too bad.
I don't want it to be a like one woman and a bunch of men talking about women's rights, but in my thought process, I go, I always thought men and women are equal, but they in different ways. If that makes sense,
yeah.
Like men have things that obviously genetically are superior, but there's things women could do that men can't. Like, women could literally create a new life. Like, I can't do that. I can't. Like, no. It's something I can't do no matter how much I wanted to, no matter how many gold medals I won, Bruce Jenner. So, you know, it's
the more I'm singled out for being a woman, the less equal I feel.
I hear you. I guess that
makes sense. I'd rather have one category than 36 categories, and me win one in the one of the 36. No, I'd rather win.
How many categories?
I'm not really good at that game.
It's a fun game.
But you know what I mean? Like, when you split out, like, women's and men's or whatever, like, then you're becoming the best at women's, but then you still don't know who's the best because now we don't blend anything together anymore. And I don't know. I don't like that shit.
Well, everyone gets a participation trophy or a medal and shit nowadays, and...
Here's the thing, like, I think a lot of the times, and we talked about it before, a lot of the times we see what people are complaining about here, and I heard a really interesting statistic the other day. I forgot what podcast is on, but it was like, if you're making $35,000 a year, you're in the top 1% of the world. Not America, obviously, but of the world. You're in the top 1%. So it's like, we already come from, even the poor people here in other countries would be kings, you know what I mean? And I think, and I'm not even fucking saying there's not a lot of people that suffer here. I'm sure there are. I'm not fucking saying that there's not people in poverty. Of course there is. But my point is that I'm just saying if we take the individuals out for a second and just look at it as a society, as a country as a whole, on average, everyone's doing pretty fucking good, right?
Sure.
And it's, yeah, like, we have time to complain about these things because everything is so good. And that's the way I look at it.
Exactly.
You know? The fact that we have time, I don't resent the woman's, by the way, do what you want. But the thing is, like, we have it so good that we're trying to micromanage everything now because we've run out of a lot of big issues. I'm not saying there's not some, obviously, but my point is every 10 years, and Kyle talks about it all the time with technology, every 10 years our life fucking doubles in terms of how good it gets. You know what I mean? Like, we have the internet in our fucking hand, you know? It used to take up fucking 50,000 rooms in the CIA to have the same thing we have in our hand now. So the thing is, we've gotten so easy, and it's so easy to communicate with each other that we could just fucking go out there and go, hey, you know what? I want to march and put a hat on. Hey, you know what I don't like? I don't like that they have whales at SeaWorld, which is brutal. But my point is, in some countries, they love that whale for dinner because they don't have food.
Here's the thing. In 2017, we probably have 7.4, 7.5 billion people in the world. If everyone,
7.3, but yeah.
If every one of those 7.3 to 7.5 estimated people did something different, do you know how many variations of stupid ideas we'd come up with?
Here's what Maul says. Maul says, that's a fallacy, though. Just because things in the third world are bad doesn't mean we shouldn't focus on issues here. Of course we should focus on issues here. But the problem is that the issues that we're focusing on here, we're jumping over issues that are bigger issues. I would argue that a lot of the energy spent on some of these minute things, you know, dumb things that don't matter, you know, the wrong word a comedian uses, you know, oh, we're going to boycott Burger King because they don't have enough black customers.
Why are we going to spend money changing our crosswalk signs when our roads are dilapidated?
Yeah, yeah. And here's my point. Like, the moment you could start micromanaging issues like this, Maul, in my opinion, is when you fucking don't have fucking orphanages filled with kids. You understand what I'm saying? Or where,
yeah,
you
know, we're fixing the deck when right. The plumbing doesn't work.
Right, and that's my problem. It's like, you know, it's like putting a Brita filter in Flint, Michigan. You need new pipes. You know what I mean? Like, you could put 1,000 Brita filters, but that's not the issue. The issue is get to the fucking core of it. There's veterans that fucking go to war right now that don't get fucking shit healthcare service. How about that? You know?
Like, I'd rather be consolidating good ideas than adding more ideas on top of the first ideas.
My issue is that the problem is, and I understand what happens is that, and Dutch has mentioned this many times, but what happens is that it's not, I don't think there's more people that, I think that everybody has a voice now. Because of social media and...
Oh, that's absolutely true.
And so instead of back in the day...
Like I said that?
Yeah, you did. You're really smart.
I sounded really smart there.
You did.
Good job, Dutch.
Every once here. In a while.
Hey, why are you not yelling at Dutch? Smart.
Good Yay for me. You.
By the way, Maul, I did not shit on this woman's march at all. I don't... Good for them. Let them march. I don't care. You know? But that also means that if women don't want to march, don't shit on them. That's my problem.
I don't think...
You gotta hone in on the things that actually really matter, not these little microcosms of
Yeah.
Distraction. Oh, but, I don't want to say stupid. I don't want to say stupid because obviously it's near and dear to people's hearts, and they, you know, they feel like it's a good just cause and everything. But when you start spreading out the net way too far and cast it way too high and far for people to actually hone in on the important things, then you're in essence diluting your own cause to try to enact change. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Well,
but anyway.
I forgot who said it, but some writer recently.
I said it.
No, this wasn't you. What's happening now?
I thought I was like the knight of smart things that Dutch said in the past.
What's happening now, Mark? Is I think a lot of people are. Do have things that are near and dear to their heart, but then I believe it gets mixed into this group a lot of times are people that, and this is not my word, but recreational outrage, you know, where people just want to be outraged because they're bored, because they want to be part of a group. And what happens
is... Oh, it's convenient.
Exactly.
For sure. Absolutely. And then you get caught up... The person's complaining about this and they're wearing the pussy hat, or they're doing this, or, you know, they're walking for cisgender or any of that type of thing. Like, have you actually put in more work besides just typing in your little comment on Facebook or tweeting something, or have you actually donated money to Doctors Without Borders or any of that type of shit? No, of course not. It's okay.
Yeah, and Marcel's, I was dreading tonight, but I've been fair. I'm being fair because I understand. I'm not going to shit on the Women's March. People believe what they want to believe, and they should march if they want to march. I'm a big freedom of speech dude, man. If anyone knows that about me, like, I don't fucking have to agree with what you say. But here's the problem. If I'm going to believe in that, then, you know, if fucking white supremacists want to march, fucking go ahead. I think they're idiots, and I love when a guy plays a tuba as they walk. That's hilarious.
That's the best idea
but
ever.
My point is, like, I respect a dude doing that to me. That's fucking hilarious versus punching people and stuff. And it's like, I'm all for free speech. Do it. I do. Here's what bothers me. You know, the last Women's March, there was a big issue, is that they weren't allowing women that were pro-life to march. And it's like, but wait a second. You can't say you were including all women and then push aside a group. And it's like, the issue with that is that all these groups that want to be inclusive, I've never seen a group that wants to be inclusive that doesn't one way or the other push somebody else out. Because I think as humans, we have that weird part of our caveman brain that wants to be in a tribe, you know? And and being in a tribe means being with like-minded people. I mean, I think you could get out of it. I really believe you can, but I think you have to really be fucking conscious that we're fucking apes,
There's a big difference between being inclusive and being supportive. And being inclusive means you need to find people like-minded with, you know, where you can talk and agree on things, and that's great. Being supportive means you can do your own thing, and I don't agree with you, but I want you to succeed in your own way. Try out your ideas. I don't agree with them, but see how they run, and if it works for you, then come back to me and tell me how you did it, because I might want to then do it too.
And drugs help. I mean, let's also put that out there.
Obviously,
that helps.
One of the things I did like was in our break rooms, we have these monitors that you can put up whatever you want. And
the cameras are here to ensure fun is happening.
Precisely. And last month they were doing a lot of Black History quotes where they would take
African-American history
quotes.
You're
right. Where they were taking a lot of influential people and putting up one of their quotes that's supposed to inspire you. And this month they're doing a lot of...
It was T.I. the rapper?
No.
Oh, damn
no,
it.
No.
I thought he was inspirational.
By the way, from Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta. Kyle, you're from
there. Hotlanta. Obviously, I'm not from Hotlanta.
No, Kyle's in the white suburbs outside of Hotlanta.
And this month, you know, since it's Women's Month, they've been putting up influential women in history in some
of
their quotes. And I'm like, see, that's something I can get behind. Somebody that did something successful, they have a good quote, and it's inspirational, and it inspires you to be better than you were. I don't like the whole... Don't go to work today because we have to be equal. I'm like, no, that's not how things should work.
Well, if we want to be equal, then everyone has to go to work and suffer. That's the thing with being human, going to work, and it sucks. Like, I think that's the one. No, but am I right here? I think that's the one thing that transcends gender, race, fucking everything, is going to work sucks. So, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, nobody wants to go to work. I want to take a day off because I have issues that I believe in, but you can't. You have to go do shit. You know what I mean? Like,
let me tell you. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
So by this rationale, you're talking about how, oh, okay, so you want to make a point, you want to, you know, speak to the larger group, and you want to not only not go into work, but also defiantly not go into work by saying that you're not calling in or any type of thing.
Exactly.
You know how many kids and families need help in my line of work? So if you're really talking about something that's actually going to impact, would you rather be selfish and stay at home, or would you rather actually go into work and make some sort of a positive difference? There's the trade-off.
Difference.
You have to follow your own rules. You can't partition your rules just because it doesn't agree with what you were saying originally and you're not willing to follow your own rules.
One is going to get into the history books because they chose not to go into work.
That's a very good point. I will agree with that. I mean, it's
a fucking cop-out is what it is, honestly.
That's my thing. It's like, go to work. Do shit like that. The next thing that's going to happen is going to be a day without immigrants. Dude, let me tell you something. Anyone that comes from the real Hispanic family, Mark, you do too. You fucking tell them, day without immigrants, don't go to work. They'll look at you and go, fuck you. I'm going to work. That means more money for me. I'm fucking out the door. Like,
oh, shit. In fact, I would even say that anybody that doesn't show up for their job that is inclusive of immigrants, they're probably going to say, like, listen, pay me time and a half. I'm definitely coming in. And they're going to take advantage of it because at the end of the day, it's all about money. It's all about money. It's all about trying to make some money.
Let me tell you a funny story. Day with immigrants, I drove by a Home Depot, and there were probably more Mexicans standing out, day laborers standing out there than ever. Yeah, because their thought was like, oh, these
I like how you corrected yourself from Mexican to day laborer.
Well, because I wanted to be specific, because they're Mexican day laborers. They are, of course, all Mexican. But when I say day laborers, it's the ones everyone goes to Home Depot, and you know what I mean. They're out there looking for.
Dutch, what do you want from us?
There's nothing better than brown on brown racism. I love it.
Hey, remember, at Okeechobee Music Fest yesterday, you should listen to Dutch and Royce. I made friends just because I was more tan than them. So
he sure did.
And
yes, I did.
You're so tan.
That made me happy.
Yeah. So tan.
But, you know, look, man, march, do what you want to do. I mean, I'd rather you have marching this way. I could deal with a woman's march like this.
Is there a march happening? I'm late to the party.
Well, yeah, there's some people marching. Today's Day Without Women, International Day Without Women, where like the Day Without
Immigrants. Day Without Women? Oh, my God, that's a vacation.
Dude, I know traffic has been great. Traffic has been fantastic, dude, for real. Like, I'm not even trying to be a dick.
You know what else I was thinking about the whole Day Without Women idea was one day isn't enough to make anyone feel the pain of somebody being
gone. Hey, you know
gone.
What, ladies? You know what, ladies? Right. I'm going to say for you, take a week off.
I support a week without women.
We'll survive. We'll order Domino's. We'll be fine for a week.
I'll actually be able to play my video games.
Seriously,
after a week though, we need you back because we can't survive.
Serious question, men. Yeah. How long would women have to disappear before it would have an effect?
I think a week. I think if women actively stopped helping men in a week, it would become a fucking problem.
Yeah.
It's tough because
schools would
shut down.
I'm going with just the one day of impact and all that sort of thing. Doesn't this have kind of the same correlation as, listen, everybody loves Happy Valentine's Day. It's my favorite fucking day to show my lover who I love and care about so much. If you really gave a shit about how much you cared about who you love or how about, you know, empowering women, that sort of thing, shouldn't just be limited to one day.
Exactly. And what I was pondering to myself on my drive to work was, if we removed ourselves from society for one day, at the end of the day, everyone's going to think, oh, I can handle this because one day isn't a long enough time for it to feel the effects. So we actually had negative effects by people thinking, oh, I can survive without women because after one day, everything's fine because came home at the end of the day.
Roy Black on Crack says, and this needs to be one of those Geordie memes with him thinking, it says, women not coming into work equals men working overtime equals larger wage gap.
Oh, shit.
But no, the math works out, though, doesn't it? Someone's got to work.
No matter which way you slice or dice it, I don't think that this idea was baked enough.
I said today on Facebook, at least The View wasn't live, so thank you again, for ladies. I really appreciate it. Anything you do to help this
cause. So
this
was like a real thing. Yeah, today dude, was legit. Women participating in anything today. Oh,
yeah. Yes.
So what's the next thing? What's the next thing now? We had immigrants, we have women, now what?
I want to say...
Scientists,
sloths. How many people actually participated in this nonsense?
A lot.
Well, I don't know. The day's not over.
There were some schools that didn't...
According to my Facebook, quite a few.
Yeah. And there were some women that... I got a message from a few women saying, this is bullshit, it's Day Without Women, but they called me into work because all the other women took their personal days, and I had to go fucking work today on my day off. So she was complaining that other women took their personal days and you had to work.
I really don't think that this had the effect that the women that were not going to work were hoping for.
I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, again, and by the way, to answer the question, I think a week. I think after a week, men would lose their fucking minds. I really believe that. I think after a week.
It's how long you would want to wait before having sex.
Right, a week.
Because Molly says men will just start fucking each other.
Yeah, you could only jack off.
I'm not fucking you guys, I'm sorry.
Exactly, no, I'm not fucking you guys.
But I'm
going to
eventually need
I need help.
That's the problem, exactly. Right.
It would take me about 11 minutes without a woman.
Fucking Kyle goes 11 minutes and he's fucking dudes right away.
Now, here is an idea. Would this work?
Only mouth stuff with the guys. No. Yes, Marie, I agree. Only mouth stuff.
Here.
Only mouth stuff.
Close your eyes.
No, hear
don't
me.
Look at me, dude.
Hear me out.
If you
hear
close your eyes when you're sucking a dick, it's just like sucking a woman's dick.
Just say no homo. Say no homo and you're fine.
Guys.
What do you mean sucking a woman's dick? Hold on. What's a woman's dick? Hold on. Do many things. Stop. Marie, go ahead.
Help me out and follow through on my logic to the end of this road.
Okay.
Would we be more successful in getting women equality if instead of removing ourselves from work for a day, we removed all women from all porn sites for a week?
Do you want an infrastructure to crumble right before your eyes?
That would destroy everybody.
Do you want an infrastructure to crumble before your eyes?
It wouldn't, yeah.
Do you want to see men just jerking off randomly on fucking employees?
Why
is that what you want?
Why would you mention that? Why would you even suggest
that? Do you understand this is a dirty secret. Pornography on the internet is the reason that men aren't fucking crazy cavemen jerking off on people on buses. Don't get me wrong. There's some people that do that, but you need a fucking outlet.
But they're the homeless ones who don't have internet connections.
Yeah, you need an outlet.
What's the fallout?
Hold on a second.
What's the fallout?
I also remember, someone please help me out. Royce or Dutch or Marie. Like, there's got.
No, it's not gay if you just do it with your, like, calisthenics.
I know. Well, I mean, YOLO. Sorry. So there was a show or a movie in the 90s. I want to say it was more a movie than a television show where the women decided that, listen, we got to get the guys to do whatever it is that we want. So in order for that to happen, we need to fucking freeze them out. No sex, no mouth stuff, no hand stuff, nothing. Like, they're going to be completely celibate to try
was
to get these guys.
Was it that 40
Days
movie?
The guys, like, slowly, like, started getting nuts. Like, it was dramatized, but anyway.
It wasn't that 40 Days movie where the guy tried not to jerk
40
off
days
or fuck?
40 Days
and
40 Nights.
That's right. 40 Days, 40 Nights.
Yes!
I remember that movie, dude.
I remember that movie. That was the 90s. That was, like, early 2000s.
Early 2000s. Late 90s, early 2000s. But the thing about that movie was I remember that actually started guys actually making bets. Like, I'm going to try that. I'm going to see. And, like, I lasted 3 days. Like, get that fuck out of here with that shit. You know? Get out of here. But,
if
yeah.
If I remember correctly, this might be – that was a pretty good movie, right? No?
Yeah, I liked it. I mean
– What is Josh – where is Josh Hartnell? Is he alive? Is he
Hartnell?
Still with us?
Hartnett? He did 30 Days of Night.
Hartnell?
He did the Faculty. He
30
did,
Days of Night was good, by the way. Underrated.
I know his IMDb. I'm just saying I haven't seen him, like, in 10 years.
Well, obviously you don't be just – because you just called him Josh Hartnell, so, you know.
Sorry. I was thinking of a hockey player. Now.
Penny
Your
Dreadful,
streak of saying smart things are over.
Penny Dreadful, I heard, was good, but I haven't been able to see it.
I've seen like 2 episodes.
Too many shows.
I need to watch more.
Too many
I like
shows.
This.
Black Hawk. Whoa.
Black Hawk Down's bad.
Amber Alert.
Black Hawk Down is a badass.
What did you do, Dutch?
Amber
What'd you
alert?
Do?
My Amber Alert went off.
Oh, quick, hide your car.
See, just so you know, if you're in Colorado Springs area, we have a 2008 white Acadia breast cancer CO plate. What? This is obviously in Wheat Ridge.
That's
got confused. He thought it was International Children's Day and he kidnapped a whole bunch of kids. They're down in his basement.
Okay, so the license plate is 230XGF. If you guys see that, contact the authorities.
It's an Amber Alert?
Yes.
Oh, man. I remember from 40 Days and 40 Nights when all the women found out and they started doing bets. And they were all trying to get him to lose.
They started making out in front of him.
They started doing
shit.
The hottest shit in front of him to make him sweat.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah. I don't understand why women don't think they don't have power. They have so much power. It's ridiculous. Like, think about it. Like, a week without them, we would fucking fall apart as a society.
Not until we come up with, like, robot sex dolls.
Women would survive a lot longer without men than men without women. I firmly believe that.
You think so?
Yeah. I do.
Well, you wouldn't be firm for that either.
No, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
No. What was that echo from? Hey, who's echoing?
Who's that?
The fuck?
Not me.
All right.
Is it me?
Fine. Now we're fine. We're fine now.
We're all right.
Yeah. Oh, it was Royce. Royce fucked up.
We're cool. We're
Royce
cool.
Fucked up.
We're cool.
Royce fucked up.
Royce.
Hey, Kyle, come on. Kyle's not good at chant. Kyle, the problem
Chance
is.
Chants are only two times on this show.
Kyle's too broke to smoke weed, so he's not in his A game.
Too broke to smoke.
Too broke to smoke.
Royce fucked up.
Royce fucked
Royce
up.
Fucked up.
Damn it. No, I don't want Chance. I hate these chants. These chants suck for me.
Chants are fun.
Not when you're the fucking butt of them.
Chants are only fun when you only have to do them three times.
I agree. Any more than that, it's like
any more than that, it's just
the fourth time you feel ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And speaking of echoing things back, we didn't talk about it last night, but I came to the realization that to be a friend with Royce or myself, we've gotten to the point now where we just say words funny and then repeat the word over and over again until it keeps sounding funnier.
Yeah.
Because I went a whole weekend with my best friends and we were just sitting there just repeating words like we were goddamn parrots.
Like, yeah, give me an example.
For example,
rural.
For example, the tagline to Okeechobee Fest was called Enter the Portal. Now, I don't know how many times we said portal.
Portal.
And see, right now you guys all
it's
did
so
it.
So annoying.
Yes, I know.
Did you not notice you all did it? That's what, like,
it's so aggravating.
It's so satisfying. Like, you hear
you
somebody.
That I'm just doing that now.
That's, like, roads, roads.
I hate this show because of that.
Portals.
All we do is just parrot each other.
I told you guys yesterday, like, we were watching, like, that new show that had Reese Witherspoon on it. And I didn't know she was on it, but, like, before we started watching it, Kelsey was telling me, she's like, yeah, no, it has Reese Witherspoon. And I just instinctually went, Reese Witherspoon. and she just stopped looking. She's like, what the fuck was that? And I'm like, I don't know. It was like a Pavlovian response because of this dumb show. Because we said her name in a Swedish accent like 5 years ago.
And it's
still stuck in my dumb head. Reese Witherspoon. And I still, it's, this show has ruined my life and many relationships of mine.
We've fine-tuned ourselves.
You're welcome.
We're like in season 12 of any sitcom where we've become parodies of ourselves.
Yeah.
At this point.
Like you just walk in, it's like, what are they talking? How is this funny and why are people laughing at this?
We're using words like memes now where you just like,
right.
You fine tune it to a point where it's so utterly satisfying that the tonality of the word itself can create new meaning. It's very deep and yet very surface level simultaneously.
Oh, here's another one that we do all the time. Goat.
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 Goat?
Goat.
Well, because here's the origin. Goat. When we go driving to our friend's house,
guy sells goats.
We pass by a farm where there's goats on it, and there's a sign up front that says goats for sale. But when goats are not for sale, instead of changing out the sign,
he
they just
puts a knot in front of the four.
So there's an extra sign that he hangs on top of it. So the sign either says goats for sale or goats not for sale.
And every time we drive by it, we go, goats not for sale. And we always read it like... Goats for sale.
Like squirrel.
Yeah. So that's our life. That's what we do.
Yep.
How about you guys?
I personally blame you, Marie and Royce, for ruining the word beads.
I can't not hear beads
without hearing bees or
bees. Mark's not on board.
We've ruined so many words.
This is why we're
ADD riddled. We can't even get through a sentence without us being like, goat.
Get to a...
To even go further than that, like every time I hear the word affidavit, I think of Ryan saying affa Robert.
Like,
I can't... Because he made some horrible joke and we just made fun of him for like, wow, dude. He like... brought the show to a screeching halt because somebody said, yeah, you were reading a story like, oh, the affidavit said more like I've Robert. And we were like, what? And now did this, that was like 6 years ago.
Yep.
And I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah. That's the point of this show.
What other things have you guys ruined in my regular life? I'm trying to think
now.
Besides relationships. No, I don't, can't think of anything important. The next story comes from here, two Florida cities ranked amongst the healthiest in the United States.
Everyone from Florida.
What?
talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded.
I noticed a couple new ones.
Meanwhile.
I noticed a couple meanwhile, new ones.
Meanwhile, it's an International Women's Day, by the way. God damn you, Judge. I'm about to spit this fucking drink out.
Well, according to the Gallup Healthways Index, the country's healthiest and happiest city right here in Florida. Naples taking the number one spot for the second
Nipples.
Year in a row. The study looked at factors such as smoking, proper money management.
See, you guys make fun of Florida, but we're the Naples is the happiest city to live in.
Nipples?
Mostly
exactly. We can't even get through Naples without saying nipples.
Mostly because most people there have Alzheimer's and they forgot they live in Florida.
I thought
but
you
that
were
going to
say
matter.
Most people there have nipples.
Most people there have nipples.
That's saying she can't have bologna-sized nipples because you're almost anything else in those nipples.
I don't like that. I don't like that you played that. That's not fun for me, though.
Yeah, because the nipples one got replaced. It's I not. Had that one for years. Then I
your nipples are so pink.
And I replaced it with that one, but yeah.
I don't like that.
One of the greatest gaffes of all time from from Royce.
Yeah, from shut up. How about that?
That's saying she can't have bologna-sized nipples.
Come on, that's why. Come on. Fine, but now play your hand thing, because now that's the only thing, because I want to hear your hand thing. Come on.
I have so long.
No, do the hand thing. Do the hand thing.
Do the hand thing.
Play the hand thing.
Do it very slowly.
Do it.
We were interviewing Joe DeRosa.
Do it.
Dutch. Come on. Search for hands.
Go on.
Dutch hands.
Hands.
Dutch hands.
Dutch hand.
Go on.
Dutch hand. Dutch hand Luke.
We're not gonna move on until we hear it.
Dutch hand lube.
Shut up.
Maybe if your people didn't start the slave trade, you'd fucking be better at this.
Awesome, man. We should.
I don't hear any of this.
So you're saying it's the next Larry the Cable Guy.
Better than that. Can you
if Larry
it?
The Cable Guy talked with his hands, like, amazingly. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever seen Jake Johansson. That dude's hands are all over the place whenever he talks.
That's just shit. He's got a lot of hands. Like, God damn it.
A lot of hands. What a fucking stupid thing to point out, Joel. Oh, I suck.
It's like if Larry the
comedy. Like dude, his hands are great. I mean, oh, I suck.
You can watch his Comedy Central special on mute.
You guys keep going.
You can watch his Comedy Central special on mute.
God.
I miss Ryan.
Fuck.
Don't we all?
God damn it. Oh, fuck.
We never actually got to the botches, did we?
No, we didn't, but whatever. Who cares?
None of this matters.
I can pepper him in throughout the show if you'd like.
No, that's okay. We don't need to if you don't want to. Marie, can you read this one, please? I think a woman should read this one. This is from Jezebel.
Oh, we're done with nipple people being healthy?
I just wanted to get you to play your song earlier. That way the next Florida story isn't going to fucking bother
just
by
to get
it.
Out of the
see
way.
See what I'm doing, Dutch? I'm using tactics now. I put little tiny Florida stories to get it out of the way. It's fucking... It's
just
fucking
the nonsense. It's just utter nonsense.
It's guerrilla warfare.
Strategery. Okay. Oh, I love this article because...
Oh, I love tacos!
I love tacos!
Okay.
No, I love Emma Watson. She can
hold
do
on,
no
before
wrong.
Before you do that, would you like to hear a Royce botch?
Fine.
This is from last year.
Random fact from the chat room. Teenage girls in Kuwait go out with Europeans and give up anal to save vaginal sex for marriage.
Vaginal.
That's exactly what I just said, though.
Vaginal.
Vaginal.
Do you say vaginal or vaginal?
Vaginal. You mushmouth idiot.
I call it vaginal.
Nobody says vaginal.
That was my favorite character on the Cosby Show.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
Go ahead.
We're back live.
All right. So this is from Vanity Fair.
More like Vanity Unfair.
That's right. Emma Watson's feminist card is now
she was Hermione.
Hermione.
Herman Mines.
Yes, Hermione Granger. I'm going to post the picture in
we know what she looks
chat
like.
Room. No, the picture in
oh,
question.
Oh, the topless one. Okay, that's
the picture
a good one.
In question that got her on Jezebel.
That's not that bad.
Emma Watson's feminist card is now invalid because
why?
She posed topless.
Read that again.
Emma Watson's feminist card is now invalid because she posed topless.
But I thought being a feminist meant you should be happy to be naked.
Right. I thought that was like a whole
thing.
What
the fuck you want as a feminist?
Yeah.
Feminists like walk around with the tops off all the time in New York City because it's legal.
Yeah.
For the fact that like that's a feminist thing to do.
I don't understand. Jezebel's kind of doing the opposite. Okay, whatever. Read it. Maybe there's something to do.
Let's see what they say. Yeah.
Let's read the full thought process.
Let's give Rachel Varan-Cotte
a chance. We've a new development in one of the millennium's most boring questions. Boobs, feminists, or meh. Recently.
That's not boring.
Actress Emma.
Boobs are never boring.
I agree.
Hashtag boobs are never boring, guys. Come on, get out of here.
Yep. Actress Emma Watson, a grown woman, appeared in Vanity Fair wearing an ensemble that exposes parts of her breast.
So?
Not the whole breast, not the nipple.
By the way, I've seen more breasts at a beach. Like, that's not even, she's covered up. For those who can't see it, I mean, just search Emma Watson, Vanity Fair, because you know you fucking creeps are going to jerk off
to it. She put on a loose knit cardigan on top of her naked upper body. And
there's
some sort of,
there's like a good boob and a half of underboob.
Yeah, boob and a half. There you go. That, by the way,
boob and a half. Yeah,
another good punk band.
Full cleavage and underboob. No side boob, no nip.
Yeah.
And now certain individuals are demanding that she hand over her feminist card, which I didn't get handed one.
I didn't get one either. Mine's mine in the mail though.
Well, okay. Where's mine?
For this most unseemly display of nudity, because apparently we're not allowed to be nude. We have to be ashamed of our bodies again.
I don't get this.
Here's the photograph in question posted in the chat.
It's not that bad, by the way. She looks good.
Watson dons a white crocheted stole that reveals the curvature of her breast, and frankly, she looks fantastic. I would agree. Looks
so
amazing.
Jezebel is on board with her showing her boobs.
Yeah,
and still
they
being
are.
A feminist, though.
Yes.
They're saying that the people who are saying this are...
Other no, people were. Okay.
Other people. Okay. Alas, we're still clinging tenaciously to the binary of feminist, non-feminist, and consequently far too preoccupied
Hold on,
with
can
the
we
behaviors
stop for a second? Can SJWs please stop using the word binary for everything? You love using that word, don't you? It's like, you know when like someone has a word of the day calendar and they learn a new one? I found that with SJWs, once they learn a new word, they will fucking use that word to the fucking ground. You know?
Listen, I got 101 in pre-calculus when I was in college, and I don't agree with whatever. Just
binary.
Stop using the shit.
Binary.
Stop using words like that. Come on.
I mean, unless this article was written in ones and zeros, I don't agree.
Good point. Literal binary.
Otherwise, it would be just 0, 0, 0, yeah. 0. 0, 0.
One,
for
one,
boobs, right?
10101.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We're far too preoccupied with what behaviors and body parts fall under either category.
What about the snatch?
What about the snatch?
Is it snatch? Can you show the snatch? See? I love seeing a good old-fashioned snatch.
Oh, I don't want to see the snatch.
I go
You're
down to the river.
It dumb, and we don't know what? Why. And
I go down to the river, and I get myself an eye full of snatch. Oh, today's a good day for snatch hunting. Get my binoculars, go look for snatch.
Some, like British radio presenter and commentator Julia Hartley Brewer, clearly believe that posing in a state of undress diminishes Watson's
Why?
Feminism.
Why?
Look, I've done everyone a favor. I'm on her Twitter account, Julia Hartley Brewer, and
I'm
scrolling. Cats, kittens, and then the article that we're talking about, and then she's actually showing Vladimir Putin's bare breasts. I'd rather see Emma Watson's, honestly.
Thank you. Emma Watson has been attractive way longer than she should have been. She was attractive too young, where it gave like, you're like, hey man, she's only 16. You're like, I know, but she's getting attractive, right? And then when she finally turned 18, it was like, all right, we could all be creepy now about this.
I'll keep reading on because Watson had a response. She told Reuters, it just always reveals to me how many misconceptions.
Reuters?
And
it's pronounced Reuters.
Reuters?
Yeah.
Reuters?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Reuters?
Yeah,
I don't like that. I'm going to call it Reuters.
That's probably better.
I'm going to say it phonetically.
Reuters, not for sale.
Yeah. Watson told Reuters.
Stop it.
It just always reveals to me how many misconceptions and what a misunderstanding there is about what feminism is. She continues, feminism is about giving women choice. Feminism is not a stick with which to beat other women with.
Thank you.
It's about freedom.
Thank you. It's I agree
about,
with that.
It's about liberation.
Yes.
It's about equality.
Yes.
I really don't know
That's
what.
Fine.
Hold on. Line of the night. I really don't know what my tits have to do with it. It's very confusing.
Thank you, Emma
That's
Watson. That's a good line. That was a good line.
She's
Fucking
very
good.
Intelligent. She goes on.
No, she's really
she
smart.
She does a lot
she
of
is.
Speeches. She...
Well, what time is it?
It's
7:57.
I got it.
Oh, Marie's. Marie has a new drop.
What's tits got to do
with it?
What's tits?
Second-hand emotion.
More to the point, if we belabor these attempts to essentialize feminism as a specific set of traits and behaviors, we're going to trudge through an elliptical, not to mention deeply unproductive conversation.
But it's kind of ridiculous because...
I know it's elliptical. Damn titties!
But I think it's ridiculous because it doesn't make any sense. Like, shame is something that was a weird religion thing that made us, you know, be ashamed of the body. Like, who gives a shit? If a girl walks around and feed her baby with her tit out or wants to be, I don't care.
I will tell you exactly why Julia Hartley Brewer has issue with Emma Watson and her showing her boobs.
By the way, dude, because you keep going, no, hold on. She wasn't saying she had an issue with it. She was saying other people had issue with it. She was
The person Mark is talking about is the person that did have an issue of it, not the writer.
Oh, I apologize.
Yeah,
so
Julia Hartley Brewer is the one that was being a cunt. So go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, so but my point is two points, actually. Even if she were doing that, she is by essence condoning the very viewpoint that she herself should have been not condoning herself. Number two, she's only saying that because her boobs aren't as good as Emma Watson's.
Thank you. And by the way, let me say something. It would be a real shame if at Julia HB1 got sent a bunch of tit pics. Nobody would want.
Nobody would want
at Julia HB1 to get a bunch of just beautiful breast pictures. Hey, you want to write Hippo Juice on them? Go for it to the three female listeners we have. That would be amazing.
Show us your boobs.
But with that being said, guys, I believe it is now time to go to break. So why don't we do that?
I love big titties.
No, not with that.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
More Like Radio!
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sully Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
Is the video back up?
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Talk radio meltdown.
Yeah, exactly. The book is fucking funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Of the few books I've read.
You read it?
Yeah. I read a book and it didn't have pictures in it. Yeah. And they didn't pop up at me.
It also didn't moo when you pushed a button.
Talk radio meltdown.
Okay, you didn't say yes when I proposed to you. You said don't be a dick and then you punched me right in the vault, boy.
Well, because you're a cunt.
Talk Radio Meltdown on More Like Radio. Every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Listen live at morelikeradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We can make him better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster. A new night, a new time. The Sully Show returns to More Like Radio, Tuesdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, before Dutch and Royce. Tuesday nights will never be the same.
Hey, everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show, along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We're talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now, this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're going to...
That shit bothers me.
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshua.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in, like, $7,000, $8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that, nostationrequired.com. And also, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Why are we nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith Shaken No More. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Mixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, everybody.
Morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
I just made mine worse. Anybody bring any extra bags?
No, nobody brought an extra bag.
I'm just asking.
Do we have to wear them when we ride?
Oh, well, shit fire! If you don't wear them as you ride up, that just defeats the purpose.
Well, I can't see in this fucking thing. I can't breathe in this fucking thing, and I can't ride in this fucking thing.
Well, fuck all y'all. I'm going home. Now, I watched my wife work all day getting 30 bags together for you ungrateful sons of bitches, and all I can hear is criticize, criticize, criticize. From now on, don't ask me or mine for nothing.
Now, look, let's not forget why we're here. We gotta kill a nigga over that hill there, and we gotta make a lesson out of him.
Okay, I'm confused. Are the bags on or off?
We all think... The bag was a nice idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But not pointing the fingers. They could have been done better. So how about no bags this time? But next time, we do the bags right, and then we go full regalia. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I didn't say no bags.
But nobody can see.
So
it'd be nice to see.
God damn it! This is a raid! I can't see, you can't see. So what? All it matters is can the fucking horse see? That's a raid!
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show. 954-573-2780 if you still have a rotary phone. If not, morelikeradio.com/live is where you could talk to us live and see our faces. Or subscribe. Search for More Like Radio anywhere that has an RSS feed, or just want to get Hippo Juice a la carte. That's not a problem either. Search for the show and it'll pop up as well. Of course, we prefer you subscribe to the entire family. Like The Real Thing, which came on right before this show, and we have the host on right now. And definitely check that out because that show is good. I do listen every single week.
Or in this case, every single month, because the last time that we actually had a show was last month. But we had a really good discussion. We reviewed John Wick Chapter 2, Lego Batman, your number one movie in America with an adamantium-covered bullet, Logan, and talked some Oscar shit.
I gotta check that show out, man.
Yes, you do, Kyle.
It's really good.
That sounds fantastic.
They are fucking... If you think Mark knows a lot about movies, you should hear Chris. I mean, they are fucking really, really, really good. And
Mark only goes surface level on movie shit on our show. He goes super deep on his.
Now, real quick, just to tease your show, sure. Logan, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
If you liked any of the X-Men movies, if you've watched any of the Wolverine movies, I'm not going to say if you've liked them because
some of
I
them
saw
are bad.
X-Men Origins Wolverine, and that was a piece of shit.
It was fucking
which,
dog
again,
shit.
Had the original Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds, in it, ironically enough.
Yeah.
And all the other X-Men movies, to a certain degree, were kind of hit and miss. Like, this one's pretty good. It's, as our friend in our line group on Facebook said, it's No Country for Old X-Men.
Okay, I like that. That's pretty funny.
I like it
too.
It
had a definite Western feel to it.
Did you watch it, Kyle?
Oh, yeah. Which, yeah, I loved it. Yeah. Outside of a few small details, I really liked it.
Well, I'm excited.
Definitely my favorite comic book movie, for sure.
Really? Favorite comic book movie? Really?
Oh, yeah.
More than
yeah.
Deadpool?
Yep. Like it more than Deadpool.
That's
like it more than Dark Knight.
I wouldn't go that far, but hey, listen, to each their own.
Mark, favorite comic book movie? Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Followed closely by Deadpool.
I would argue, I would say Dark Knight is still my favorite because of Heath Ledger, and then I would definitely say Deadpool's number two. I'm going to put Guardians of the Galaxy at number three.
See, for me, it's really hard to, like, compare Logan to Deadpool or Logan to, like, Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, I compare Logan closer to, like, Dark Knight in terms of, like, tone and everything.
We're giving
I don't know.
No There's... love to the first Avengers.
No. That's not even my top five.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would put the first
Not
Iron
that I don't
Man
like it.
Avengers.
Hold on. Let me be clear. I like it. It's a good movie. Every time it's on, I watch it, you know? But in terms of, I mean, I would, mine is dub, I said Dark Knight, followed by Deadpool, followed by Guardians of the Galaxy, followed by the Michael Keaton Batman, followed by... Don't on me!
That
bullshit.
Just ruins your entire list,
Batman
moron.
Returns, man. It's all about Batman Returns. In
Both
fact, I will...
Wrong.
I will, respond to,
Robin,
I will
okay?
respond to Dutch. Mm-hmm. I'll respond to Dutch in regards to Avengers. It goes on a little too long. Loki is not...
Here
I
you
mean,
go,
he's
Dutch.
He's an okay villain, but he's not as good as Heath Ledger's
Joker.
Here
you go, Dutch. Captain America Civil War, better than Avengers.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the original
Avengers, like seeing all of them.
No, don't get me wrong. At the time.
How excited all of us were when that first came out. You guys are forgetting that. We've been kind of saturated. Remember when that first came out? It was like, that's fun.
Maw says, Spider-Man 2, anyone?
Oh, God.
She
should get like a 15-minute ban just for saying that.
No. She left last time for a month. Don't do that. I like Maul.
I do too, but that bothered me.
Spider-Man 2 had a better villain than the Avengers.
Yes, agreed. Yep. Agreed.
And especially if you've got Doc Ock, Alfred Molina, who gained a ton of weight, who is now in the new FX series by Ryan Murphy feud, Betty Davis versus Joan Crawford. He gained a fuck ton of weight.
Brian Heffernan says Guardians best soundtrack ever. Yes, Marie.
If you Google best superhero movies, Google now has its own way of organizing what I guess it thinks is the best superhero movies. Oh, I'm not really sure what order it's pulling from, but
it's what the Google AI thinks.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what Google AI thinks. That's a good call. Let's see what. All right, Marie, read the top, the number one movie.
The Dark Knight.
Okay, so we all, I guess Google agrees with us.
The second one, Avengers.
Avengers, Dutch, Google agrees with you.
The third one, Deadpool.
Google agrees with all of us.
Fourth one, Batman Begins.
It's up there, but I wouldn't put it that high.
Fifth, Spider-Man 2.
Maul,
there you go, Maul.
You got to give it to
her. Interesting.
This, 1, 2, 3, 4.
This is so cool that the Google. Okay, I like to see what Google. This basically, Kyle, how does this work? How does it probably compiles the things people search for, right? And ratings and stuff? I'm sure.
I would assume so. What'd you do? You just on Google?
If you Google best superhero movies, Google has its own list.
Ooh, shit. Hold on. I'm sorry. Mole just brought up a very, very good movie, The Incredibles. That is a very good superhero movie.
Well, it's
movie,
funny
so.
That you
good
said
on
that.
You.
Come on. We're not talking about Pixar. We're talking about like actual
Dutch,
superheroes.
Dutch.
We're talking about superhero movies?
Dutch.
Incredibles
talking about from comic
movie.
Books, dude.
Dutch.
That's what I'm talking about.
Dutch. According to Google AI, Mole is 100% correct because Incredibles is number six. Incredibles is number six on the list. Number
like she
seven.
She searches out, and then she's just posting stuff.
I posted the search in the chat. She's looking at it.
Yeah, number seven is Captain America: The Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, followed by X-Men 2,
Electric Boogaloo,
followed by Watchmen, which I like.
Oh my God, we were
Watchmen.
So,
did we miss that one?
We jerked off to Watchmen so hard.
It
when
was
that
good.
Came out.
I loved it.
I loved Watchmen.
God damn it! I love Watchmen too, but it's fucking like seven goddamn hours.
I know
hours
that's
long.
Why.
It's
that's
really
why
long,
I don't
it's also
watch
really
it.
Fucking
Who cares
good.
About the length, Mark? Like the you keep harping on this.
Hey, you know what?
That's what you tell yourself
Mark.
Every day, big boy.
That's hilarious,
big boy.
Fuck.
That was good.
I think you gotta give a lot of props to the first X-Men as well.
Wait. And speaking of big boy, Caprice, I would say Dick Tracy is also kind of needing to be included in some sort of a way because.
I could keep
going. That was pretty good for 1990. Superhero comic book movie. That's definitely up there.
Yeah. Keep going really quick. Number 10, Captain America: Civil War. Then the first Captain America, X Men: First Class, Iron Man 3. Then Unbreakable.
You skip Batman.
Oh, sorry,
Superman.
Batman versus Superman. I apologize. I didn't mean to skip it.
Ew.
Oh yeah. Fuck. Oh the li-
fuck
the fuck out of your
list is now null and void.
Then Unbreakable.
I would agree. Batman versus Superman is appropriately behind Iron Man 3 and appropriately in front of Unbreakable, which no one gave a shit.
I love Unbreakable. It's one of my fucking favorite Shyamalan movies. Are you fucking serious?
That was a great movie.
They are making
movie.
A sequel to that.
Yeah, they are.
Shyamalan
never
is definitely
seen
making
that movie.
Unbreakable is my favorite. Have you watched? We're watching it again.
Oh, apparently I.
wasn't watching it with my eyeballs.
No, you weren't. You must have been watching it with your tits. The next one is Batman Returns, Kick-Ass, Man of Steel.
Kick-Ass should be way
early. Man, come on. Batman vs. Superman is over Batman Returns? Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Yeah. Kick-Ass needs this to be up higher.
Remember, Mark, I'm sure part of the AI has to do with how much money they made.
Inflation, though? No. That's not
general popularity, right. Though. It, like we were saying, like people who were searching it, people who bought it.
I would assume. It's probably some kind of algorithmic.
Yeah. Kyle, please answer this question. If we're going by that metric as far as how much money it made, then technically Jurassic Park should be like way, way down the list because it made $93 million when it actually opened up.
Really?
Opening weekend in 1993. Ooh. And if it's adjusted for inflation, it made a hell of a lot more. So
We're talking about superhero movies, dude.
I can talk about whatever I want on the real thing. I'm more like
he can't. He can't. By the way, that's why Mark fucking knows his shit. Mark only says something if he's fucking sure. That's why I've learned no question.
Wrong.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, and I'll tell you this. Royce alluded to it earlier. You can listen to our show Wednesdays from 6 to 10 before Hippo Juice. But if I know somewhat about movies. Chris Wett, my co-host, knows everything about movies. Everything.
What happened to your camera?
Did you drop it?
No, I'm talking to Mark.
What'd you do? Michael Hennessy in the Facebook chat says Split.
What'd you do?
That Split was good. I already read the spoiler for Split, but I haven't seen it.
Why would you do that?
Because I actually read that it's better to know the spoiler. It makes the movie better.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard ever.
I don't care. I don't care what you think, Dutch. It doesn't matter to me what you think. As a matter of fact, you know what? You lose. You look camera privileges.
I can't watch Usual Suspects because I already know who Kaiser Soze is. I've never
Kaiser
seen the movie.
Soze.
I already know the ending, and I don't want to watch it because I hear that it's like, one of the biggest twists of all time. And why would I even watch it?
It's still a
good
movie.
Watch it. You should watch it because during the opening scene where they're all in the lineup in that room while they're being identified and they're each saying, give me the key, give me the fucking keys, you cocksucker. Apparently, Benicio del Toro was just cutting fucking
farting
up and down. And so everyone's just fucking laughing their asses off. And he's just, give me the keys, you cocksucker. Say that one more time. Give me the keys, you fucking cocksucker. What the fuck? While he's farting, by the way. That's Academy Award winning Benicio del Toro.
That's correct. And Academy.
From the movie?
Yeah.
From Traffic.
Oh, from Traffic, okay. Yeah, you're right. He did win that one. Overrated movie, by the way.
No, come on. No.
They won because Brian, of the whole racial
Brian in
stuff,
the chat, but... Brian in the chat says he loved Watchmen, but he smoked, so he missed so much of the movie. He had to keep leaving. It's so long that he did get smoke breaks.
They put Ant-Man behind Blade 2.
Blade 2 was good.
I liked Ant-Man.
Blade's good. Mole with another one. Darkman. Darkman's fucking badass.
African American man.
Okay, look, but there's only so many avenues that joke can go down.
Yeah, and I'm going to fucking take them all.
Dark away from
and by the
now?
Way, I'm still taking some side roads and I'm taking dirt roads. I don't fucking care. There's many avenues.
Royce is going to be your Uber driver to racist comedy.
Thank you. Racial. It's different.
Racial.
Thank you. It's different. There's a difference.
Okay.
That's racism, man. I love to racism, bro.
Marie, why don't we move on to the story?
Fine.
Before that, I have another botch.
Oh, fine.
All right, here we go.
When it comes to parents, they always have to die in movies for kids to take over. That's like Disney 101. In fact, Disney likes to kill off parents from like the first 10 minutes of a movie just so that the kids can go off on their own storyline. Remember Bambi? They're like, mother, dead.
Yeah, Justin's
Lion pretty... King.
Father,
Finding
dead.
Nemo.
Yep, dead.
Up.
Get rid of them parents. Pesky parents getting in the way of kids having an adventure.
None of them have both of their parents. I can't remember any.
Disney really is hitting on like the,
No, it's formulaic. It's a structure that Walt Disney actually created.
Justin brings up another one, Bambi. There's an older one.
I said it first.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right,
where's the beef? That was the first one she started with.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Behind the scenes stuff.
Lion King.
Can I bring something up here?
Anybody say Finding Nemo yet?
We're back live. Can I say something here? How come all of them are mine? I know other people botched. It seems like they're all mine.
Because it's you.
Oh, thanks.
Hakim or Hakim.
Thanks a lot. Marie, next story.
Royce, you just do a lot of the percentage of talking overall on our shows, so you're more
than
likely.
Oh, now I'm a blabbermouth, too.
You're more.
Now I'm a blabbermouth.
You have a high probability of having more botches just because you put more out there.
I'm going to shut up. Let's see how you like it.
All right. BBC tells
you don't think Marie and I can drive this show? We'll do it.
BBC tells Facebook.
Big black cock. Of course I'm going to talk. Shut up. I need attention. I need attention. Go ahead, Marie.
BAAC tells Facebook about child porn on the network. Facebook reports BAAC to police.
Yeah, BBC did an investigation on child pornography.
Did you get what I did there?
Yes, I did.
Did you get the joke?
Yeah, I got it.
AA was short for African American.
Yes.
I translated it for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I hear BBC now 1, BBC 2, funny. BBC 3, BBC 4, the fucking Austin Powers song from Austin Powers International Man of Mystery.
Only you would know that.
Marie, go ahead and read the story correctly now.
Fine. Facebook has come under fire for not doing enough to police secret groups that trade child porn on the network. And in a disturbing twist, Facebook seems to be making the problem worse. When BBC journalists discovered child porn on the network and sent those images to Facebook last week, the company reported the BBC to the police in the UK for the distribution of illegal images.
Oh my God, what are they doing?
And here's the thing, we're reading more about it. It's not like the BBC just sent porn to them. Facebook says, send us the images in question. So they did. And then they reported. So keep reading, I'm sorry.
The BBC has been investigating secret child porn rings on Facebook for years. And last week, a representative from Facebook, Simon Milner, finally agreed to sit down for an interview about moderation tools on the network. There was just one condition. Facebook asked that the BBC reporters send the company images that they'd found on Facebook's secret groups that the BBC would like to discuss. The BBC journalists sent Facebook the images that they had flagged from private Facebook groups. And not only did Facebook cancel the interview, the company reported the journalists to the police.
Did you hear that one, guys? How do you like that?
Quote, it is against the law for anyone to distribute images of child exploitation. When the BBC sent us images, we followed our industry's standard practice.
But they asked for them. So doesn't that mean they're also guilty for asking for child pornography?
No, there's a lot of facts we don't know. They could have just been saying, can you please send us the link that you found these? And then they could have just gotten random attachments of like child porn. There's a lot of facts like we don't know as well.
Facebook told Gizmodo in a statement, we also reported the child exploitation images that had been shared on our own platform. This matter is now in the hands of the authorities.
So the thing is that nothing's going to happen to BBC, by the way. You know that. I mean, they're fucking, by the way, though, Facebook should know better though, Kyle. Like it's a fucking news organization and a journalist. Like they shouldn't have reported them. Like that's a silly no matter what. Like, I mean, that was dumb. What's the point? What are you proving?
Gizmodo spoke with Facebook's press team in the UK, but they would not discuss the specifics of the case on the record beyond the prepared statement they released. Simon Milner, current policy director at Facebook, did not respond to Gizmodo's request for comment this morning through Facebook. Milner used to work for the BBC, according to his public Facebook page. Using Facebook's own moderation tools, the BBC's recent investigation attempt to report 100 images that appeared to violate Facebook's terms of service for sexualized images.
By the way, I want to point out that there's fucking child pedophile rings on Facebook, but if a woman posts a nipple on Facebook, she's banned. So I just want to keep that in mind. Like, sometimes I think Facebook does some things that are awesome, but they do things such fucking backwards sometimes, it's ridiculous.
Or if you want to start talking about white supremacy and neo-Nazi shit and all that kind of stuff, it's, you know, covered under free speech and all that shit, not to mention the fact that, you know, you're also condoning an asshole that's, you know, spouting all that crap. But anyway.
The BBC found that just 18 out of the 100 photos sent were eventually taken down on Facebook.
Just 18 out of the 100?
Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
Furthermore,
it's not good numbers.
Who are these dumb pedophiles that are doing it
that
on
are doing
Facebook?
It on Facebook? Yeah. Seriously?
Like, that's really, like, you're really putting yourself out there because
if you want to fuck
can
kids,
get found out very quickly.
If you want
to
fuck
sometimes you get bored with kids and you just need to, like, expand your circle.
Yeah,
guys.
But on Facebook. No, it's Facebook. Like, why not do it, like, on a, like, the Wild West, like, Twitter? Like they don't monitor anything. The Wild West,
like Twitter.
It is. Fucking Twitter is a goddamn Wild West. You're right.
Twitter. We'll take your weirdos. We need the numbers.
Yeah, we'll take anybody. Have you seen our stock?
Yeah, but Facebook, like they've had, that's the same as like putting it on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't think Twitter really needs that help with, our president is, tweeting all the damn time.
You know, by the way, Twitter can say whatever they want, but they have to be happy that the president is using their platform to get all this talking out. It's got to be helping them, right?
Oh, I'm sure it's helping.
Yeah.
Furthermore, Facebook's rules forbid convicted pedophiles in the UK from having accounts. After positively identifying 5 pedophiles on the site and notifying Facebook, the BBC reports that no action was taken. The fact that Facebook sent images that had been sent to them that appear on their site for their response about how Facebook deals with the inappropriate images, the fact that they sent those on to the police seemed to me to be extraordinary. BBC's director of editorial policy, David Jordan, told his own news outlet. Gizmodo asked the UK's National Crime Agency about the case of Facebook reporting BBC journalists for doing their jobs and was sent a boilerplate language about how important it is for anyone who may accidentally stumble upon child porn on social media platforms to report that to the police. It's vital that social media platforms have robust procedures in place to guard against indecent content and that they report and remove any indecent content if identified. Social media platforms should also provide easy-to-use and accessible reporting mechanisms for their users. Well, blah, 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 blah. That's fucking weird.
And also, Zuckerberg's kind of a dick because he has all this land in Hawaii. And he's
dude, like, Zuckerberg isn't a dick.
Okay, well, here you go, Kyle. Here's a fun thing about...
No, I know about that, the Hawaii thing.
That's fucking dick, dude. That's a...
No, what? Okay, it is.
What? Let me... Hold on, before you two start arguing, what? Could you explain to the rest of us and the audience what you're talking about?
I'm going to try to explain. Look, I know you like tech stuff. I get it. And don't get me wrong. I could separate the dude being a dick and the stuff that he does. It's good.
I'll let you talk, and I'll give you my reasons for why I don't think he...
Can you tell me what happened?
He owns all this land in Hawaii, and apparently there were some native Hawaiians that have been living on that land. And now they're blocking his view. So he's been actively suing them to kick them off their land.
So Hawaiians are standing up and blocking his view?
Well, the land that they're living on, apparently he owns it, but
figuratively speaking,
I read all about it. There's this long withstanding rule in Hawaii where if you're native Hawaiian, like if you had the land for a certain amount of time, you can't take it from you. But now he's trying to sue them to take it. And my point is, regardless of what his reasonings are, you can't stay there and say you're this big liberal person who wants to save the world and then be petty because there's a few people living on your, by the way, hundreds of acres of land that you have. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just throw them a bone and stop being, like, that bothers me.
Wait, so he's trying to buy up, like, the neighbor's property and they're not doing it, so he's suing them what?
I'll pull the story if you want.
I think he purchased like a whole bunch of property, but legally, even though he owns the property, because they're natives, like they can't be kicked off of it.
But the thing is, he knew that before he bought it. That's yeah, the thing. Yeah. It's like he knew that. He knew that Hawaii had this really weird rule about natives.
He bought 700 acres on Kauai.
Here, this is the Guardian, which, by the way, the Guardian, the Guardian is the Guardian.
Yeah, I like the Guardian.
The Guardian is pretty middle ground. So Hawaiians call Mark Zuckerberg the face of neocolonialism over land lawsuits. Attorneys for Facebook CEOs have filed suits against hundreds of Hawaiians centered around a 700-acre Kauai estate. A few days after Christmas, Mark Zuckerberg shared a series of photographs of his family at their $100 million, 700-acre property in Kauai. The Facebook CEO and his wife fell in love with their community and the Cloudy Green Mountains, he wrote, and he decided to plant roots and join the community ourselves. Those are the people that they made fun of in the Hawaii episode of South Park. The 2 days later, Zuckerberg lawyers filed lawsuits.
He's kicking out the Kama'ainas.
Yeah, Kama'ainas. 2 days later, Zuckerberg lawyers filed lawsuits against hundreds of Hawaiians. Hundreds who may own an interest in small parcels within the boundaries of Zuckerberg's estate. The quiet title suits first reported by the Honolulu Star Advertiser are used to clarify the often complicated history of land ownership in Hawaii and can result in owners being forced to sell their land in an auction. In some cases, defendants are even required to pay the legal fees of the plaintiff. In this case, the words world's fifth richest man. Zuckerberg's lawsuits have prompted a backlash from local people who placed billionaire within long painful history of Western conquest of the native Hawaiian disposition. This is the face of neocolonialism. A law professor at the University of Hawaii, who's originally from Kauai, Even though a forced sale may not physically displace people, it's the last nail in the coffin of separating us from the land. For us as Native Hawaiian, the land is an ancestor, its grandparent, and she added, you just don't sell your grandmother. So the issue is that they do have a legal right to it, but because they buy bigger parcels, because back when we conquered it, they owned this land, but we didn't recognize it. Kind of what happened with Native Americans, sort of here, basically.
Well, I mean, there's a huge contingency of Hawaiians who are still against being part of the United States.
Here's what it says. The descendants in Zuckerberg's lawsuit are descendants of the original title holders for the small parcel surrounded by the state. So they say they have the legal right to it. Zuckerberg's lawyer and representatives did not respond to repeated inquiries from The Guardian. When you're not responding to something, that means you're not proud of what you did. If you're fucking...
Here's what it sounds like, dude.
Be honest. Be transparent.
No. It's he bought the land, and they're like, well, we have... They didn't own the land, but because of some weird, dumb law, it sounds like they have
it's not so
legal right, but they don't own it.
If you look later on in the article, too, I can't pronounce his name, Makala Koamamwana, the executive director for the environmental group in that area, said that the lawsuits would help identify and inform descendants of links to the land they may not know about it and then compensate them for it.
Yeah,
one of the neighbors who lives a mile and a half away said the CEO's purchase was much better than the alternatives.
Yeah, but that's one out of 100. The problem is it's forcefully and not everyone's happy about it. That's the issue. I'm not saying that he shouldn't go there and offer them money, but he's trying to force them out. That's the
difference. No. You're that's saying force. Yeah. No. It wasn't a force thing, dude. It was retrospective on their end. He already bought the land. They came in after the fact saying, oh, we're legal. We have legal rights to this.
No, that's not.
You read, it says, it backs up what I just said.
Before it came to Hawaii, stewardship of the land was a collective responsibility characterized by the relationship to the land described by Sprout. The privatization came in 1848, which began the process of divvying up parcels between the king, the government, and the people. The Act of 1850 was intended to allow Native Hawaiians to claim titles to the land they were cultivating, but ultimately less than 1% of Hawaii land's area was granted to indigenous people. This is the 1% of the land that they own.
By the way, he's already said that he said based on feedback from the local community, we're reconsidering the quiet title process and discussing how to move forward.
Yeah.
We want to make sure we're following a process that protects the interests of the property owners, respects the traditions of the Native Hawaiians, and preserves the environment.
Right. So then he didn't drop any lawsuits. So until he drops a lawsuit, he's a dick in my book. And I'm sorry. Yeah.
So nice. My reasons for thinking that he's not a dick is that he's probably, along with Bill Gates, one of the biggest philanthropists in the world.
Oh, my God. I hate hearing that.
No, listen, I'm serious. He's promised to give away 99% of the Facebook shares.
I've heard all that.
Let him speak.
Are you serious?
No.
Who else in the world is giving that much resources?
Warren Buffett.
To what?
Warren Buffett is giving all of his wealth except for a small amount to.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so three
Warren
guys.
Buffett is in the same group with Zuckerberg and Gates.
I understand that he gives
to give
a
away
lot.
The majority of their wealth to better the world.
Let him say his half.
I understand.
Hold on, Royce. Kyle, let me just tell you how arguments work with Royce. He's made up his mind, and anything you say is going to be shit, and he's going to argue against it. So.
And let me tell you how arguments work with Dutch. He gets really drunk and starts slurring and being a dick towards the end of shows. So we're going to be
I wasn't being a dick. I'm just helping
my point,
friend
if we're gonna
Kyle
be,
out.
I'm helping my friend Kyle out, too, and pointing out that you're a drunk blur that won't even remember that you yelled at me. So my point is, back to talking about this. I understand that he gives
a
lot of money.
I wasn't even arguing.
But I used the South Park logic. Bono does a lot for Africa, but he's still a dick. I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I could separate. Listen, here's the thing. I could separate the two. I could say all the money that he gives out is wonderful, and what he's done with Facebook is amazing. But he could still also be a dick. My point. Like, he could still also be a dick, dude. Like, did you watch
the
Social Network? Did you watch
the
Social Network? I watched the Social Network.
At the same time, he has been doing more than 99.999% of the people in the entire world to actually better the world as far as education, technology development, healthcare.
Because he has more than 99.9% of the money on the planet. So of course he can.
Okay, there are other people that have a fucking shit ton of
and
money
dicks too.
That don't give a
Fine, but they're, but my point is, they're dicks for other things. But my point is that he has done things that are dickish. And he does things for free speech, in my opinion, that are dickish. People get banned on Facebook now, Kyle, for using words. If I were to put, here's what bothers me, Kyle, seriously. I'll tell you my reasons for why I think he could be a philanthropist, he could help a lot of people, which I think is awesome, but he's still a dick. If I wanted to quote, Idiocracy, for example, you talk like a fag and your shit's all retarded. If I post the word fag on Facebook, I will be banned for 30 days. He is taking words away. That bothers me. And that's a dick move because he is catering to the, let's be sensitive to words over free speech. And the
now we're getting to the source of it.
And the problem is when you're Facebook, you are speech. You're one of the biggest outlets for it. And the thing is, if you really believe in free speech, you can't limit words. And they started limiting words. Say what you want about Twitter, the Wild West that we called it earlier. You could say what the fuck you want for the most part and be fine as long as you're not inciting hate speech or riots. But if I make an Idiocracy joke, and I've seen it happen, not because I think it would happen. Like, I've been banned for dumb shit, dude. And that bothers me. It bothers me because I'm not a dick. I'm not a white supremacist.
Can I mediate this real quick?
Sure.
So, okay. So now we're getting to the crux of it. Like, you have an issue with him about the whole free speech
thing.
No.
I have more than one issue. I have a few issues.
You have multiple issues. No. But like, can we get to the crux of what that we're talking about? Because I have other information that I'm looking at here as far as the Hawaiian aspect of what we're talking about.
Well, the Hawaiian aspect is part of it, and I think the information is this: there, if he really
you didn't
is,
let me say anything.
Oh, okay, go ahead, read it. Go ahead.
Okay, so there's this contingency of Hawaiians who have this "born Hawaiian, forced American." That's their mantra,
right?
And their entire, like, they're basically like what are those small groups that try to do things in Congress? Shit.
Lobbyists?
Help me out. They're basically a lobbyist group. And so those are the ones who are behind Zuckerberg purchasing land that was for sale, but then they're coming in after the fact and saying, well, that's not rightfully yours.
Dutch.
We have, because there's a loophole.
But are the
Dutch. Hold on. Pause. I'm
or sorry. A poop hole, if you will.
That too. But hold on, dude. I'm not saying Zuckerberg is not a dick, but this other group, they're just as much of dicks
Fine.
As anybody
but
else.
That,
out
but
there.
By the way, I will be the first one to admit that they're probably also dicks. But the issue is that a lot of times people idolize something that people do and they don't realize they also do dick things. And that fucking Facebook censorship is fucking dumb, dude. It's fucking dumb.
And I'm not saying it's not dumb, but yeah, okay, so like earlier how we were talking about focusing on the little issues while bigger issues are afoot, like, okay, maybe sometimes he's a dick, maybe sometimes he's an asshole, maybe sometimes he does really dickish things, but he's doing more than almost any other person in the entire world to help cure every single disease, to help revolutionize education, to help revolutionize science.
Great.
He's helping to make the entire world an entirely better place.
That's
and he's not just donating part, like a little bit, he's donating $45 billion,
and that's,
99%
and
of
by
his
the way,
stock.
And by the way, that's all great. I'm telling you, I am not, but the thing is, Kyle, what you don't understand is, I could say those things are awesome things and he's doing great things and still say that he could be doing all those things for schools and all that stuff, but I think that he is doing a giant disservice for free speech. And for me personally, free speech isn't a small issue. Free speech is a big issue. When one of the biggest platforms in the world is banning people over words and that's what speech is, that bothers me. Yes, you're right. He has the right to do it. He does, because they're a private company. But I have the right to think he's a dick and a pussy for not allowing words. He could cure cancer, and that's awesome. And you know what, Kyle? If he cures cancer, I'll be like, that's fucking awesome. He cured cancer. That's great that the money's going to good use. But then at the same time, I could go, but he's still a dick for not letting me use the words I want to use. Yes.
Without yelling, I would just like to say, if you Google Mark Zuckerberg a dick, there is a lot of responses to people thinking that Mark Zuckerberg is a dick.
How many of those responses do you think were shaped by Social Network? I think a lot.
By the way, I never even saw Social Network.
I never saw it.
It was actually a pretty good movie, by the way. I liked that movie.
So, by the way,
but it did make him look
no,
like a
No, I never
asshole.
Saw I never saw it.
Should have won Best Picture of the year that it came out.
But by
it
the
was
way,
a fantastic
but,
movie.
By the way,
I think you should watch it.
It did win Best Original Screenplay for that.
Definitely go watch it. Great director, great soundtrack.
Isn't my boy Justin Timberlake in that?
Yes.
JT?
Jesse Eisenberg. Yeah. JT, Trent Reznor did the soundtrack.
That's what he says, man. Drop the from Facebook. It's cleaner. Yeah.
No, that's a great movie. Go watch it, seriously.
David Fincher, man. I love David Fincher.
Yeah, Fincher's fantastic.
I'm correct in remembering that Mark Zuckerberg was from Harvard, right?
Yeah, he is.
I would assume that a lot of people from Harvard did a lot of really amazing things, and most of those people are also dead.
Exactly. My point is that I'm not even fight. The thing is that I could absolutely see the good things people do and also point out when they do. I try to do that because I'm afraid of. You're right. He does a lot of good things. But the problem is people that do a lot of good things, you still have to be careful because then you get blinded by it and they do underhanded things and you don't notice it. And that's the issue. That's what I'm scared of.
That's very fair.
Most people that have made it to the top as a CEO of a company have had to do some dickish things to get there.
Right. No, everyone. That's the point. I agree. There's nobody that's up in a CEO. I don't care if you're giving all your money to whatever. Warren Buffett's another one who gives all his money to people, but he's done some dick things, and that's fine, you know. But the thing is that the perfect example is, you know, we talked about it yesterday on Dutch and Royce, Wyclef. He's the man. He's helping Haiti, and it took fucking years for them to realize all the money he got, he never gave back to Haiti, and it's because they were so blinded by the deed that they didn't realize he was stealing from them. And I think what happens is people sometimes get blinded to that. Like, perfect example is that, I said, look at Hillary after the election. Look at Bernie Sanders after the election. I judge people by what they do. Say what you say about Bernie Sanders. I might not agree with all of his politics, but that motherfucker's honest, and he says what he believes. Hillary tried to be a hypocrite, and that's
Hillary done some soul-searching and is now back in the news?
Yeah, it turns out she doesn't have a soul.
Oh.
Weren't you telling me that they got rid of the Clinton Foundation?
Yeah,
it's done now.
It's done. They shut down the Clinton Foundation, and
so they just liquefy all the assets, and now they have all that money.
I don't know.
Yes, they licked all the asses. Yes,
they licked all the. Well, maybe
I,
you know, Bill would have
say that correctly.
Bill would have. Everybody knows Bill is an ass guy. By the way, Kyle, I again. I like all the tech stuff, so my point is
speaking
that...
Speaking of which, can we get into that?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. So why don't we get to that, and this time, let's be positive, and I will not yell about the anybody at Google, I promise.
We're all positive.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Hi, Kyle.
Royce isn't just positive. He's HIV positive.
HIV positive. Yes. All right, so what's happening in the future world that we live in?
Jesus, Mark.
This isn't really future so much as today. I actually want to talk about Logan again just a little
bit. Sure.
Hell yeah,
so
you
who all has seen it?
I have not. Mark has.
I have not.
I have.
I want you guys to see, like, whenever you do, because I didn't actually know to look for this. And I usually have a pretty good eye for this stuff,
right.
Is that there were entire scenes where Hugh Jackman wasn't real. He was completely computer generated.
Yeah,
and
I read
pretty
that.
Much nobody noticed.
Really?
Yeah.
Except for my co-host, who said that there were a couple times where it... Actually, I take it back. The times where old Logan was fighting X-24 said it completely took him out of the movie because he realized that, oh, okay, I'm seeing a CGI composite actor, et cetera, et cetera. But I know what you're talking about because I saw this on the internet today, and it's fucking crazy. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know how the shit is going to stop... Continuing to happen in movies, man.
Oh,
Dude, this is nuts.
What are you talking about?
Look in the chat room, Dutch. On the left hand side is actual Hugh Jackman. On the right hand side, it's 100% CGI.
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, weird.
Look at that. That's from the movie too. It's almost indistinguishable.
That's not a real person, right there.
Isn't that crazy?
That's
holy
fucking
shit.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So they're able to, like, save, you know, shooting times and stages and locations by just merely turning it over to the animators?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's incredible.
And let me put some context in this because I was watching, the Alien Covenant, the new trailer for that came out late last week. Oh, so I'm like so barreling good. Through Aliens because Bill Paxton died and I'm watching Alien 3. CGI in Alien 3, by the way, is fucking terrible. And it's a good movie, but it's fucking awful. If we're getting to this point right now, there is no way that we're not going to have old dead actors at some point being incorporated.
I mean,
you guys
all saw Rogue One, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a little bit more like, because they I think the tech isn't quite there yet to bring like dead actors back and actually have them speak. Like it was a little bit in the uncanny valley. But as long as right now you do it more like sparingly, like I think Logan did it very well.
Well, look in the chat.
I think like the people that notice it will be very few.
Look in the chat.
Look, seriously, when I was watching Rogue One and I had no idea that Grand Moff Tarkin was like dead. Like I didn't realize that, oh shit, Peter Cushing's been dead for 20 goddamn years. And I'm watching this shit. I'm like, man, this guy's super, super creepy. He's talking to Darth Vader. Holy shit.
And then you realize like he's not Cushing.
I had no idea.
They
absolutely
brought Cushing
no
back in it. That's incredible. Yeah. I had no idea. I haven't seen the movie yet. So.
You know how you always can tell, or at least we will be able to until it gets better?
If the person's dead or alive?
The lips.
And the necks. Oh. Necks.
As soon as they start speaking, you can always see something is off in the lip movement.
Yeah, we're not quite there yet where I think we can have them speak. As long as they're not speaking, and I think like a lot of people won't be able to tell. Give it a few years, and we will be within the next 5 years. Easily.
Also, the more irregularities there are, the better we are at it. So, for example, in all the photos, look at the girl. The girl is the easiest one to identify the fake versus the real because the girl's lips, again, are smoother than the actual photo of reference. Look at all the wrinkles in the reference photo and then look at the CGI and how it's a little smoothed out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, they got to figure out chapped lips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my point is, man, it's fucking nuts at this point.
Yeah, like, dude, it's insane. But yeah, so IBM's also, they said that they're working on the first commercially available quantum computer.
What's a quantum
within
computer?
The next few years.
What's a quantum computer?
So a quantum computer...
let you leap through time.
Yes, exactly.
Scott Bakula?
Scott Bakula.
Normal computers operate off of binary, right? Zeros or ones.
Wait a second, Kyle. Dutch?
Mm-hmm.
Bakula. Bakula.
Blackula?
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Blackula.
Okay, so normal computers work off of a zero or a one. I'm sure most people know that, right?
Binary.
It's always binary, right? It's a zero or it's a one. Quantum computing relies on qubits, which are in a superposition.
Isn't that how we built the Ark?
Huh?
Isn't that how we built Noah's Ark in qubits?
No. Yeah, totally.
Qubits build rafts.
So quantum computing allows.
What are we laughing at? I didn't hear it.
It's a good Bible reference. I like that.
Oh, we were laughing at me.
Laughing at you, you dumb idiot.
Oh, I thought somebody said something funny. It was me.
Sorry, Kyle. Go ahead. Quantum computer.
This is what Marie does. When she has a good line, she wants everybody to focus on it.
No. I thought we were laughing at something else. I totally missed it.
Shut up.
Go ahead, Kyle.
So quantum computing.
Shut up, Marie.
Instead of it just being a zero or a one, it allows it to be a zero and a one at the same time. Which means that the more qubits that you get exponentially more computing capabilities. So if you have one qubit, it can be a zero, a one, or a zero and a one. If you have two, now you have, the more qubits you get, exponentially you get more and more capabilities, right?
How can qubit...
It cuts line code in half, is what you're saying.
How can it be both on and off?
It relies on quantum physics. Quantum physics, this is getting like really out there. If you haven't studied quantum mechanics or quantum physics,
then
it's
ask Justin Trudeau
incredible.
Because he also explained this as well.
But when you get down to the atomic level, essentially particles don't adhere to the standard Newtonian model of physics, and they are in a superposition, right? They're not in a single position. They can be in multiple places at once. They can be in waveforms. It's utterly ridiculous. There's so much about quantum mechanics that we don't understand. But essentially, quantum computing uses the quantum level of physics to. I don't really understand this. I'm not. You know.
Can I just say it like in a dumb way and tell me if I'm wrong or right? But the way I'm understanding it is okay. So with regular coding, it's like 2D. You have lines of code. Where what you're talking about is turning lines of code into like a 3D model. Wrong by saying that?
No, not quite.
You're wrong.
It doesn't really have so much to do with the coding as what is handling those calculations. Quantum computing can handle calculations significantly faster because it's able to do more at once, right? Because it's able to be in a superposition. It can handle two things simultaneously, whereas a normal computer can't. No computer exists today can actually multitask. It can't. No computer can actually multitask.
Even my compact Presario?
That is correct. Now, it does calculations extremely quickly. So
that makes no sense because I'm running five applications on one computer right now.
No, exactly.
Now, so
it handles calculations extremely quickly, so we perceive it as multitasking, but in reality, they're not. They're just rapidly switching back and forth.
Right.
Quantum computing can actually physically multitask.
All right.
Either way, it's a huge breakthrough, and if quantum computing, if that's actually true and they bring a commercially available quantum computer, it's going to revolutionize like everything in the computing field.
Does that mean that when I play Doom on my quantum computers, the graphics are going to be good? I could turn blood mode all the way on?
All the way
That's
on.
Awesome. Then I'm so in. Much. I'm fucking in. Then I'm going to re-download Wolfenstein. That'll be fun.
So that's from IBM. In addition to that, I just heard this today. IBM has figured out how to store data in a single atom.
Wait, what?
Oh.
How?
Yeah.
Ah, stop it.
Okay, let me pull this back up.
That's
it was
crazy.
In the,
stop.
So a single holmium atom. It's a large one.
Hey. Homosexual atom.
A homosexual atom.
Thank you.
They were essentially able to zap it with a large amount of voltage to reverse its polarity. And then they were able to detect that polarity. So essentially, they were able to store binary data in an atom. They were able to, you know, have it in the normal form, which is a zero, or the reverse form, which is a one. It's the very core basic of binary and how computing works.
Kyle,
and they were able to do that on the atomic level.
I think I have audio of them hitting it with electricity. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Zap that ass.
Okay, sure. Here you go.
That was worth it.
Go ahead. You keep reading.
So that was good.
That's pretty much it. I mean, it's obviously a big deal.
You better read more. I pulled up the song.
I thought you just wanted to play a song, man.
You are just like the limp boner today.
I'm sorry. It's because of the lack of.
No, I love it. It's hilarious.
Do me a favor, Kyle. Never be sober again.
I love how Kyle's like, yeah, I just explained quantum mechanics in like 2 minutes.
By the way, Kyle explained quantum mechanics and then we're shitting on him because his story wasn't long enough. I want to point out that we're pretty lucky to have someone that's as smart as he is on the show.
Thank you.
And then, fuck you, don't start. It goes to your head, then I will shit on you. Immediately shit
You're
on you.
Still mad about the whole Facebook.
My point is, Mark Zuckerberg is an app. Anyway, I'm not getting it.
Zuckerberg's a dick.
Honestly, if we're so appreciative of Kyle and his tech talk, we really should be sending him money so that he can make it, you know, use for whatever he wants, including but not limited to, and certainly not condoned by the show, buying weed or
now,
whatever.
Kyle, here's
but
a question. Do you have a donation button? Because of the
fan, I'm not saying that.
The fans will help.
You set up a GoFundMe.
Or Venmo or whatever. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, let's set up a Venmo. We're going to help Kyle out. Our fans are going to get his head right because you know what? The problem is he explained quantum mechanics to us. And I mean, it was probably made sense. I'm sure it did. But in my fucking brain, all I can think of is like, yeah, but how is this going to affect when I play Skyrim?
Is it what plants crave?
Brando's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Okay, so completely shifting gears. I talk about 3D printing a lot. Mm-hmm. There's a house that was 3D printed in
yes,
an entire
was.
House and th- was 3D printed in 24 hours.
Are you serious?
It's a small house. Let's see.
Okay, is it livable or is it like a house you put on your desk? Because I could do that.
No, it's.
Oh my god! Okay, I'm looking at the link you just put in.
Yeah, 406 square feet.
Holy
shit. It was about $223 per square meter.
$10,000. That's it.
Yeah. And it was entirely 3D printed on location. And that $10,000 includes all the furnishing and everything.
Do you understand, like, the fact that they've scaled those printers that big now?
Dutch, look at the video.
That's incredible.
Guys.
Dutch, look at the video. There's a video of the printer making the house.
I'm looking at it,
That's fucking nuts, dude. So keep going, Kyle. I'll let the video play.
Yeah, so they're predicting that as this kind of starts to increase,
look at the size of that printer.
It'll cost about $68 per square foot.
That's nuts,
to
dude.
Build. And it also completely eliminates human error, so it's going
obviously.
To be, and these materials are going to be super dense, so this is going to be, you know,
so dense,
really high quality construction.
It was built in Russia by a 3D
built in Russia. Oh, fuck that, I'm out. Fuck that shit.
They say that they're method nonsense, motherfuckers. Homes, cut the costs by 70%.
By the way, I think Mark hates Russian.
The fact that they're pouring concrete and putting in rebar with this is incredible.
No, it is. Like, it is insane.
This is a game changer. Like, this is the most important story that he's had in a long time. This is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, like, Ray Kurzweil was predicting, I think we talked about this a couple months ago, that he predicted by 2020 or 2021, 3D printing would kind of hit that price performance level that most people would have 3D printers in their home and would be able to print most of their goods.
Yeah, so, like, and you clothing. Wouldn't, yeah, we eliminate stores.
Yeah,
eliminate,
I mean, yeah, we're already, yeah, but Ray Kurzweil is a dick. I'm kidding, Kyle. I was just messing with you.
Yeah, Ray Kurzweil's a total dick.
Now
he's one person. I think it'd be hard to find.
He took over Fiji, kicking the natives out.
He's literally going out there and uppercutting Indians. I just made that up, but I think it's true.
Yeah, man. You guys remember the Airbus?
Airbud? Like, yeah. The Golden Retriever? Like the Golden Retriever?
Golden Retriever? Yes, I totally do.
He won our hearts.
Yeah, they have a new concept, a new, like, flying, automated flying, like, taxi concept that they showed off at the Geneva Motor Show. Looks pretty sweet. Okay, it's modular. It's not going to be like a car that you own that's like in your driveway.
Oh, that's really, holy shit. It looks like a Halo vehicle. What the fuck? Right? That's awesome.
I know, right?
Dude, okay. Really so it has four propellers on top. Think like a drone, but it's on top of like wheels so it could drive, but then it takes off. Dude.
So the pod is where you would be, and then that pod is modular. So it can be, like, on ground transportation. It can be drone. They also talked about Hyperloop compatibility, so that way the pod could also, like, go into a Hyperloop.
So kind of like Legos. Kind of like Legos, where it could disconnect and connect to other things. Like, it would
– yeah.
That's really fucking cool, dude.
Yeah, it's a carbon fiber pod that apparently can give you, like, a virtual experience inside of it. So you can be, like, entertained or do work or whatever inside of the pod. And I think they said that they foresaw it as being an automated fleet, which is what I've been talking about, like, how that would revolutionize transportation or automated fleets. And we'll kind of eliminate car ownership and things like that.
How do they run? Are they solar powered, gas? Like, I was just, how do they? Because I see the propellers are pretty fucking.
I haven't
powerful.
Actually seen it yet. One thing to keep in mind is this is just a concept.
Okay.
So this isn't.
I was going to say, like, when do you think this is actually going to get put into production?
From what I've been reading, Airbus plans to have something to market by 2019.
Shit!
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking
I mean, tech happens quickly, man. Like, all this shit happens quickly.
Yeah.
Ford is using the
exponential growth is what keep harping it every time we do this segment.
Thanks to my good friend Mark, I have a Nintendo Switch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We haven't even talked about this.
Well, I'll explain.
But you bought him a Switch?
Well, no.
No, 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 no. What happened was that he found...
No.
No,
dude, that made it better.
Your board is getting more modular by the day.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What's happening?
I don't know.
I like it.
So what happened? Honestly, what happened was that the mini classic NES was released sometime in November. Couldn't get my hands on it. I've been looking on all these different sites, Brickseat, Now in Stock, et cetera, et cetera. Royce was able to find it at a Davenport Target near his house.
Yes.
He got it for me. I drove over to his house and everything. I ended up ordering the Switch, pre-ordered. Then I, you know, decided not to have it. So he ended up buying the Switch for me. So in essence, we got each other the Nintendos that we wanted.
We got each other Nintendos that we wanted. And now I have it. I haven't played it yet. It's sitting
That's adorable.
It's sitting downstairs hooked up with
Zelda
Breath of the Wild. But I'm waiting for Marie. After the show, that's all we're doing.
I'm helping.
And by the way, it's amazing that an entire console is basically the size of an iPod.
An
iPad. An iPad. I mean, it's fucking nuts to me that because it pulls out and then you hook the handles on the side so then you can take it on a fucking airplane and play a full game. It doesn't on an airplane. It's pretty nuts.
What's crazy to think is that that's more powerful than consoles even a couple years ago.
I know because it's in tech getting small. Dude, didn't they fucking put data in an atom? What the fuck?
Hey, one more thing real quick before we go. You know how we talked about the Wendy's kiosks and McDonald's and all
last
that?
Last week, yes.
Right. Something that
so there's a new robot that can flip burgers and assemble burgers and everything.
Do you want Terminators? Because that's how you get Terminators.
No.
Every time.
I don't know. How many years until McDonald's doesn't have any people in it at all?
I would say, would you say five? I would say within five, right?
I could see that. Five, yeah.
Here's the thing, though. I think that with the, this is my theory, and tell me if I'm wrong or not. When the automation revolution happens, where everything gets flipped over to that, how soon before the apocalypse starts where people are just,
well, that's,
you know, going walking dead because they don't have jobs and there is no job to be had.
For not necessarily universal basic income, that's a one proposed solution, but some discussions need to be happening in the political world. Like, big talks need to be happening now.
I think a huge swath of people need to be killed before that can even be discussed. There's too many fucking people who rely on that type of work and jobs and whatnot, because you know this automated stuff is going to hit China before it hits here. And so you're going to have basically a million people without work within the next 5 years. And then when people don't your human instincts kick in and you have to survive. So you need to be robbing shit, killing shit.
Yeah, I looked it up last week. It's almost 15 million people in the U.S. that are employed via driving or food service or retail.
Think about China, though.
Yeah, they're getting all
automated. That's where it's going to start, where everything gets flipped over.
Here's
there.
What happened.
And then you're going to start seeing humans being the animals that they are.
Dutch, the fucking China's going to start having robots put pee-pee in our Coke, and that's when the world's really going to fucking turn around.
And this is, keep in mind, too, this is all just the beginning. Like, everyone kind of expects, like, manual labor to be automated, but people, the thing that's going to surprise a lot of people that they aren't expecting is the non-routine cognitive work that gets automated. The office work, white collar jobs that are going to be automated.
Caucasian. Collar.
We're all, like I said,
yeah,
we're headed for an apocalypse because of this technology. That's my opinion.
But technology might be what saves us too. That's the thing.
It's true.
Technology
keep us
might
alive.
Technology
it's
like might
it's save improved, us it's improved from life tremendously so far, right?
Third world war happening soon, people.
Yeah, but also perhaps an age of enlightenment and a new renaissance where everyone gets to vacation all the time because everyone
there's too many human beings on the planet.
Yeah,
for that
Star
to
Trek.
Happen.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Make sure to check out The Real Thing, REEL, on More Like Radio. Make sure to check out tomorrow the Cousin Joe show. And Sully's back, so make sure you download his show.
Sully!
All right, guys. We are out of here. Have a really good rest of the week and a good weekend, all right?
It's me and this man. God, he was so freaking buff, I couldn't believe it. I suck cock, and I love it. Yum, 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 yum.